for a long-term deal. The left-handed starting pitcher who had his best season as a Royal last year. It's a match made in heaven from both sides because Danny Duffy has had a long, turbulent road really to this point. The Royals stuck with him through some troubles early in his career. Now he is starting to flourish. They stuck with him through a Tommy John injury as well. And Danny Duffy had the infamous quote, "Bury me a Royal." He is a guy that absolutely wanted to stay there and pay back the loyalty of the organization. They get him for 5 years, $65 million, a decent deal from the Royal standpoint. And really, the reason it works from the Royal side is simply because you don't have a whole lot of starting pitching, not a lot of left-handed starting pitching, and not guys that are as talented as Danny Duffy, and you certainly can't afford that in free agency. That's one thing that we really know. I mean, the Royals, about the most that they go with in free agency to really stretch and try and get a starting pitcher has been Ian Kennedy, and Ian Kennedy is not at the level of Danny Duffy talent here. So, match made in heaven from those two sides. Royals get a reasonably priced guy with ace potential. Danny Duffy gets some security financially if things do go back downhill for him, and at the same time he gets to stay in the place that he loves and really wants to be.
I think it's a good deal. I would probably stop short of calling it a great deal because, as I've told you before, I have some concerns about how far he can pitch into games. I mean, you want as many starting pitchers as possible that are going to give you 6 1/3, 6 2/3 every time out. Duffy's had a hard time doing that, and plus now the Royals' bullpen is not what it once was, having three or four guys lined up that can give you an inning apiece on a night-in and night-out basis and do so with an ERA under one. So there are some concerns there, but with what he was able to accomplish last year and certainly with how his attitude has been about Kansas City and everything like that, I'd rather have him in KC than any other place, that's for sure.
Your concerns are warranted. The Royals, I just don't think, had a choice because, like I said, there's no other options really in-house right now that you could go with for a frontline starting pitcher like that, and they don't grow on trees. You can't afford it in free agency. The Royals are basically going to go as far as Yordano Ventura and Danny Duffy take them. I still think they're the most important players on the team next year because so much is going to be counted on from them starting pitching-wise. So, like it or not, you had to tie yourself to Danny Duffy, basically, in this situation, unless all of a sudden ownership was going to let you bump the payroll to $200 million, which we know wasn't happening. I mean, the other thing here is we've taken some emotional hits this offseason, even if you agree with the moves. Wade Davis and Gerard Dyson, those were tough for everybody. Even Dayton Moore, he went on satellite radio and said that Dyson's deal was the most that has really touched him emotionally. It's been the hardest deal for him to handle emotionally, shipping off Gerard Dyson. A couple blows at the heartstrings. This one actually pulls the heartstrings. This might bring your heart back together a little bit because I think universally people really like Danny Duffy, the low-key attitude he has, how much he loves Kansas City, and his talent on top of that. He is one of those guys in the core, and you now just locked him up. So it offsets some of the sting of having to lose your real fan favorite guys.
Well, and someone else that you've lost, and I hope it's all right for me to throw this in at the end of the hour, but Edison Volquez going to the Miami Marlins with his deal, and then the news coming out today, don't know if you had seen this, but Eddie Volquez's brother was murdered in their home country over last weekend, which is really sad news. Of course, Volquez pitched through the loss of his dad back in the World Series. I liked Eddie Volquez. I was always a steady Eddie guy.
No problem with Edinson Volquez.
Just
Did great things.
And prayers to the Volquez family.
Thoughts certainly to his family on what happened there. But I literally just made the point like, hey, this is something to heal our hearts. And then you go talk to me about someone who just had their brother stabbed to death. Like, come on, man.
Oh, my bad.
All right. In hour two, we'll kick things off with Cole Manbeck, as we do always on Tuesdays. Is it a do-or-die week for K-State basketball? We'll ask Cole next.
Get everything you want in a checking account.